James Brown died on Christmas Day 2006, and now, a year later, people are gathering and remembering. Our music critic, Robert Christgau, tells us about one such event.
In late November, I took part in an unprecedented memorial celebration. All it lacked, as several attendees noted, was a dance party. It was the function at Princeton Junction, where Princeton University's Center for African American Studies hosted a first-ever academic conference called Ain't That a Groove? The Genius of James Brown.
When your baby and you are tight, and everything you say or do is mellow, she keeps everything all right, and you know that you're the only fellow. Ain't that a groove? Ain't that a groove? Ain't that a groove?
The mostly African-American scholars, critics, and musicians at the conference assumed that our proper subject was the funk. The musical revolution that Mr. Brown, as everyone called him, launched with his 1965 single, Papa's Got a Brand New Bag. As Mr. Brown once described it, I had discovered that my strength was not in the horns, it was in the rhythm. I was hearing everything, even the guitars, like they were drums. In the selection I'll play now, hear how the guitar states the beat after James Brown sings New Breed Babe, and follow it from there. Notice how percussive the horns are as well, and also the voice. Papa's Got a Brand New Bag began a decade-long progression of ever more elaborate rhythmic constructions, which had a way of erupting from each other at shows that were always changing as Brown led his band with his knees. For most of the speakers, that elaboration was the musical counterpart of Afro-America's proud, complex, even separatist reconception of blackness, and rendered him as supreme in his era as Louis Armstrong was in his. Wrap-up speaker Cornel West went so far as to compare him to Euripides and Thomas Hardy. At the very least, Brown was the crucial source of the rhythmic method that now pervades popular music worldwide. One musicologist offered a detailed account, with notation, of how James Brown funkified the regular cadences of Stokely Carmichael's Black Power chant. Listening to Mr. Brown from my own talk, watching concert footage, hearing speaker after speaker detail the precision and responsiveness of his band as the live show evolved, I began to wonder whether his music wasn't unduplicatable. Sure, James Brown samples powered more hip-hop than anyone can remember. Sure, he made George Clinton and Michael Jackson and Prince and Justin Timberlake and thousands of studio musicians possible. But cover him? How? Only then, at the final dinner, I was approached by Chuck D of Public Enemy, who had dropped by on his way north from Atlanta. He slipped me a James Brown tribute album his Slam Jams label had just put out. Trib to JB, it's called.
Let the brothers rap for the Godfather of Soul!
Soul power!
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 Power to the people!
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 James Brown is Chuck D's hero. He's shocked that he and MC Hammer were the only name hip-hoppers to attend the funeral. But the tribute album changes Brown up a little, adding scratches here, a political rap there, while doing the intricacies of the music proud. But not as proud as Chuck D is to tell the world about Mr. Brown.
It's way too fucking here. Surprise, some of y'all didn't even hear. There wouldn't be no rapper hip-hop, son. No Public Enemy number one. And you don't stop, you don't quit. James Brown, 50 years of hits. Come on.
Our critic is Robert Christgau. He's a contributing editor for Rolling Stone.
Standing in the spotlight on Showcase, the music of one man and one crew who have given us over 100 smash hits throughout the years.
such as It's a Man's 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 World, It's a New Day, Out of Sight, Papa Don't Take No Mess.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.